Hey guys, we got Sam Wilson from Vintage Wine Tours. How's it going, Sam?
Doing great, Adrian. How are you doing?
Doing awesome, man. I do appreciate you joining us today. As I mentioned before, the topic is old school versus new school methods, and I got
Okay.
five questions for you.
Fire away.
So my first question to you is, how would you describe an old school wine tour company versus, say, a new school one?
Old school would be, walking around with a pager and a pen and paper and trying to manage your business that way, manage your business with paper trails and pagers. Versus a new school would be trying to cut some of that fat out and make the whole process a little bit more efficient. At least from a back end bookings perspective, as well as getting, some decent metrics on metrics and bookkeeping as well.
Absolutely. Speaking of those old school elements, like paper trails and pagers, we do want to believe there's some elements that you might have kept or that you found as something that could be still used today.
Absolutely.
What sort of
Absolutely. You want to crush your business, but you also want to keep the people front and center. You want to keep your customers front and center, and not lose that personal touch. And of course, there's a lot of people that still prefer some of the old school, old guard methods of calling and getting a sense of the tour firsthand from a human. And
Absolutely.
there's no shame in that. You got to respect that.
Cool. And sort of on the, other side of the balance here, what sort of new school elements would you say you've sort of matched that with? In other words, what kind of new school tools have you adopted and why would you say you've done that?
Well, I've tried to look at the customer experience perspective and try and make reservations in particular much more efficient, something that someone can just come in and take an item off the shelf, so to speak, but without a lot of interaction, without a lot of breaking down. So I've tried to make the information on my website as simple but also as cohesive as possible, so that when people do visit, they have an option to book right away and secure that reservation, as opposed to trying to find someone to talk to, or not having the requisite information.
Right on.
And so I think, yeah, it's very important to, for me anyway, to manage reservations. And then again, on the backside of things, metrics, always hungry for more new data and new sources of data, as well as bookkeeping and accounting, keeping track of receipts and incoming.
Right on. And in terms of regrets, which is the fourth question, would you say you have any regrets in terms of having kept the human element, again? At least having the option of allowing people to call in if they want to, or say using a booking system or keeping better track through digital means. Do you have any regrets?
I don't honestly have any regrets implementing new software, new gadgets. I keep it pretty classic. I run a 1956 Cadillac, as you know, for the wine tours, and so I don't mess around anything, under the hood or inside the car. But what I try and do is make my back house of the operation a little bit more efficient. Because I'm on the road a lot, I don't have time to answer calls. I'm lean and mean. I just have myself and no employees at the moment, and
Absolutely.
so it really helps for me to manage that. And also, I mean, in general, just to free up some time. I respect the classic call in and inquire, but I think that period in the market is sort of waning, and we're getting a lot more customers that are familiar already with booking online, and they expect that, and so it's nice to have that available to them.
Absolutely. And again, I do apologize if this covers a bit of repetition in terms of what you said so far, but if you had any advice to give either other one-man shows or other sort of tour and leisure activity businesses who might be considering these changes, but they're still on the fence about it, what would you, in particular have to say to them?
Well, I would say definitely try it out. Go for it. I mean, if not you, someone else is thinking about it. It could be a competitor. At least you want to get the information, right? I hope that
Absolutely.
this sort of content helps. Obviously, I hope to come off as pretty optimistic that this sort of software works, and is not only valuable to me as an entrepreneur, but it saves me a lot of time to get out of my business and to spend time with some friends and some family.
Right on. Well, thank you so much, Sam. We really do appreciate your concise answers. And again, it's always great to hear feedback from people like yourself. But again, thank you so much for your time, Sam.
My pleasure, Adrian. You guys are the best. Take it easy.
Take it easy. Thank you so much. And we cut it off there. That was fucking awesome, man. Thank you.
Superman. Yeah.
Dude, that
All
was
right.
fucking sick.
Great. That sounds like a plan, dude. Anyway, but then again, let me know if
Oh, that one was killer, dude. We're all set. It was literally, short, concise. Like, that's exactly what we were looking for.